city of Sydney, home of corruption, loose money and sleaze.
Do not enter the city.
It's the city where everybody fails upwards. The city where you can't walk 5 metres without somebody selling you drugs, Botox, or fucking gelato Messina. And in this glittering glory hole, it takes a keen eye to separate the haves from the have-mores. Separate the dodgy property developers from the really, really dodgy property developers. It takes a team who knows Sydney so well that they've had the good sense to broadcast this show from an entirely different city altogether.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on Sydney's Triple M, this is Radio Chaser.
It most certainly is. Hello, Sydney. With us today, Rhys Muldoon, Charles Firth. I'm Dom Knight, and a big welcome back to Andrew Hansen.
Hello. Oh, it's so nice to be back. I'm just so excited. I can hardly contain myself.
You've been doing acting, haven't you? I mean, in a play. Is that your best voice?
It was pretty good. That's my thespian. My thespian voice. I've become a thespian. Yes, I'm acting in a play at the Ensemble Theatre.
That wasn't an invitation to plug the play.
Oh, come on. Yes, it was. I'm going to talk about it all day today.
Oh, good. Is that why you're here? Well, we might rescind the welcome back. Anyway, good to see you.
You too, Dommy.
Now, NASA may have found alien life. This is an extraordinary story.
That is breaking news right there.
Okay. If you believe the hacker group Anonymous, and really, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what
because
reason?
They'll hack you if you don't, probably.
Are they right on these things, Anonymous? Have they been right before about anything?
They weren't fans of Donald Trump.
Maybe he's the alien life.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Today is a massive day, potentially worldwide, because you know the hacker group Anonymous, they keep breaking into websites and doing creepy videos with masks and so on.
When you say, we know Anonymous?
Yeah.
Nobody knows Anonymous.
No. By definition, we don't know Anonymous.
They have written a lot of books.
Point, Reese, and undermines the premise
lovely
of
poems.
This.
Yeah. Very inspirational quotes.
They do a lot of stuff with alcoholics and drug addicts.
They do. They're very good on quota day calendars, I find. They've written about half of mine.
Very witty, aren't they? Yeah.
Anonymous.
They have released one of those videos where they have a sort of Guy Fawkes mask talking.
Why do
claiming.
Do you know why they wear the mask, Dommy? Before we reveal it?
Yeah, like I can get into the story or I can
tell
do
tell us
backstory.
Where the mask comes from.
It's because of
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. It's the anti-government.
That's right.
Whole
it's kind
thing.
Of a Guy Fawkes blow up the government.
Yeah, blow up the government, just get a
Anarchist.
Bunch of fireworks and have some fun kind of
thing. Okay, you're dressing up as a guy who blew up the government.
That's kind of how they roll.
I thought their main demand was to have Natalie Portman shave her head, wasn't it?
Exactly. And good.
I can't believe someone saw V for Vendetta.
That's a good film, actually. Reasonable demand. I mean, certainly what I want in life.
We are burying the lead here somewhat, because the point is, what their video says, if there are no further questions, is that NASA are about to announce alien life.
Yay!
Alien life.
Whoa!
This is an extraordinary thing.
Hooray. Well, is this hooray?
And that Pauline Hanson is about to announce that she's going to discriminate against the alien life.
Yeah. We're swamped by aliens.
They can't come here on boats, that's for sure.
They're buying up all our properties and jobs. Well, are these aliens going to take our jobs?
No, but I think that this does open up some big philosophical questions.
Of course it does. It's a discovery of alien life, Charles.
The main one is, how do we kill them before they kill us?
Absolutely. That's the number one question.
Yeah. But I know the answer. I've seen War of the Worlds, the flu. All we need is the flu.
Is it the
totally
flu?
Fine.
It's always easy. I've seen signs. Water is all you need. It's always very easy to kill aliens for some reason.
But imagine if the person who actually makes the announcement that there is alien life, if that was Donald Trump, no one would believe it.
Oh, yeah.
No one would believe that there are aliens.
Can you imagine if he's the ambassador
we
send up to negotiate? Oh, like the leader of the free world.
He will be, too.
He will be, too.
Imagine, what's he going to say up there?
Can I build a hotel on your spacecraft?
He's going to want to build a wall around the planet, isn't he? He's going to keep these aliens off.
A space wall. Remember, because Reagan had Star Wars. That was what ultimately brought down the Soviet Union. Right. So he'll have, like a space wall will be their new technology to stop the aliens.
But I actually like this announcement, because it means that, because the way they sort of discovered this was they sent out radio waves into the thing. There's this Kepler sort of thing, and then they watch it bounce back and then they work out which planets are going to have life or not. And what it means is that our radio waves from Radio Chaser are going out.
Oh, yes.
And it's increased our ratings because they must be listening to our radio
this
show.
This is great. We're being listened to by like 400,000 aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm very excited.
That's what I'm going to
do.
Do
you want to give
Jamie
us a call?
Anyway.
If you're an alien and you're listening, why don't you call yes. in and tell us?
133-53, all aliens, very welcome. But look, I am excited about this potential other worlds out there because I reckon building a spaceship flying to another world is probably cheaper than building a house in Sydney. Radio Chaser. Triple M. Look, it's almost one of my favourite nights of the year. Financial New Year's Eve coming up on Friday.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
Oh. How are you going to celebrate it?
Yes. EOFY.
How many sleeps till EOFY?
Four sleeps.
Wow. Wow. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to bed tonight. I just can't wait to do my tax.
I know. I always stay up to see in the new financial year.
Well, you have to. They do run fireworks, don't they, on the harbour for this one? Or,
I think.
Or am I confusing that with...
Yeah, maybe... That's in 6 months, I think.
It is.
They should do something, shouldn't they? They should like do the bridge up or something. Like put the amount of money that the bridge costs to build and the depreciation schedule for the Harbour Bridge.
And traders can all drive their new utes across the bridge, you know, that they've just bought for that.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, or project a giant business activity statement on the side of the Opera House.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
So look, we're going to have, join us on Friday for a very special financial New Year's Eve show. But perhaps for people who are most excited about, NFYE, whatever it is.
The new financial year. Make sure you say that.
H-N-E-O-F-Y.
Is politicians, because they are getting a pay rise.
They are getting a huge pay rise.
Big fat.
Here, Dummy, our pollies.
2 or 3% pay, something like that. 2%, is it?
Well, no, they no longer have to pay the 2% deficit levy for people who earn a shitload. Plus, they also get a pay rise. So they get a tax cut and a pay rise, you know, while the rest of Australia, of course, has no pay rise whatsoever.
And in fact, some people get less pay.
Yeah, Sunday workers get less pay. I'm so happy for these politicians. Like, it's just wonderful hear when somebody...
We all wish them well.
We wish them, when somebody's doing so much better than you, it's just great, isn't it?
Yeah, good on you guys with your hundreds of thousands of dollars a year getting just a little bit more. So look, we had a bit of a think earlier. If the government had to do the same thing, go to the boss and ask for more pay, the same way that we do here.
We did. Yeah.
But the other day we went and talked to Jamie Angel and he said, no, I want a pay rise. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie.
But he did say a big yes to a pay cut.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a very resounding yes!
So we figure if the government had to ask their boss, it might sound something like this.
Morning, boss. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, sorry, mate. Who are you again?
Oh, I'm the personification of the government.
Oh, that's right. Awful bloody person. My least favourite employee. What do you want?
Well, boss, I believe I've been doing a particularly good job lately, so I'd like to ask for a pay rise.
Oh, really? Well, I'm a reasonable man. Why do you feel you deserve a pay rise?
Well, for starters, what about that broadband system I put in, the NBN?
The one you said would be cheap and fast?
Yeah, that one.
It costs billions and runs even more slowly than the plot of Bold and the Beautiful.
That's the one. Can I have a pay rise for that?
No. No, I don't think so. But I will give you something for it. Here's a poke in the eye.
Ow! All right. Well, how about cutting penalty rates on Sundays? Remember that? Surely I deserve a pay rise for giving people a pay cut.
I'm not sure that you do.
Why not?
It was a dick move, that's why not.
No, it wasn't. Those Sunday workers now pay far less tax because they earn less. Plus, their wallets are way lighter. There is nothing more uncomfortable than a thick wallet.
I'll tell you what. I won't give you a pay rise for that, but I will give you this poke in your other eye.
Okay. Energy prices. Remember I promised they'd go way down?
Yes, I do, because I remember at the time thinking, I bet they don't go way down.
Well, I delivered on your expectations then, because they didn't go way down. They went way up.
They did indeed.
So can I have a pay rise?
Let me think about that.
No.
But you can have a flick in the tip of your dick. Give it here. Hold it.
All right then. Okay, property prices. I've kept them impossibly high, so millions of people can't afford a home. Can I have a pay rise?
Here, have a wet willy right in your bum hole.
Oh, no, no! This is much less pleasant than a pay rise. Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Some sad news for Sydneysiders, I reckon. Piccolo Bar in Roslyn Street in the Cross, pretty much the heart of the Cross for those 65 years, is closing. Very, very sad. Now, Race, you were in Rake, of course.
Yes.
Now, Cleaver Green, the star, he lives above the Piccolo. That's how Sydney it is.
That's right.
That the wonderfully dodgy barrister character, that's where he lives.
Absolutely.
And he's in there every day having his coffee. Where's he going to go now?
The Piccolo Bar for people who don't know the Cross or know the Piccolo Bar, you've no doubt heard Breakfast at Sweethearts by Cold Chisel. So Sweethearts was a very famous cafe there, but the Piccolo is actually kind of more famous to Sydney siders. A tiny little cafe, sort of a slightly notorious location,
well,
too,
that
I might
street,
add. Very
yeah.
interesting clientele.
Cafe Amsterdam was over the road,
yes.
And that's the one that got shut down because they sold the kind of thing you'd expect from a cafe called Cafe Amsterdam. Yeah, so there was a little bit of a buzz around Roslyn Street.
So would you visit Cafe Amsterdam and then when you got really hungry, you'd go to Piccolo for
something
fix the munchies?
It was always open too. Like it says, there's an article about it in the Herald. It says he used to keep it open until 6 a.m. I mean, there's almost nowhere you can go. And it was like that in City Extra.
Yeah, especially for City, you know, is the city that never slept. Interesting list of people who used to hang out at this Piccolo bar too. Apparently, Mary Ann Faithfull, Jeff Buckley, Boy George, and in fact, the Red Hot Chili Peppers all sat in the Piccolo bar.
Presumably
I don't remember them being
with
there.
With socks on their cocks. And
yeah, were they there every day or just the once?
When in Sydney? Well, they probably stayed at the Siebel, which is around the corner.
Just around the corner, the Great Rock and Roll Hotel.
Stay.
Yeah.
But it is that. It just goes to show the Cross really isn't what it was. Like, this is the last straw of the old King's Cross shutting its door. I mean, Barron's was on that same. Everyone used to wind up there at the end of the night.
R.I.P. Barron's.
Right. Yeah. So where do you go? I mean, what I'm more interested in is where do you go now for strippers in Sydney? Where are they now?
Well, the Piccolo bar was very small. So if there's one stripper in there, it would have basically taken out the whole cafe. But no, around the corner, there was Les Girls, I think, the famous...
Les Girls. Oh, it's not Les Girls.
Is it
not
Les Girls?
Girls.
Right. Oh, you know you're French.
Small-known lesbian
I thought it was
strip club.
Yeah, I don't think that it was full of Les Girls.
I might have been a different
dream.
I might have been a different.
Club. Were you always disappointed when you went in there and found it wasn't actually full of lesbians?
I was surprised. I thought it was so bogan that you would have said Les Girls rather than Lay Girls.
Did you? What? You never went to Lay Girls?
I never did. Yeah.
You didn't?
No,
oh,
no,
well,
no.
I actually spent a great New Year's Eve there.
Did you?
A lot of fun.
Did
yes,
you
yes, yes, yes. This is an olden days story. Back in the olden days when, I don't know if it still happens, but New Year's Eve at the Cross, that's when all the strippers would come out and kiss the policeman.
Oh.
Very publicly, as a great meeting of the minds.
And kings,
yes, absolutely.
What did the policemen make of this?
They would smile for the photo. And say, don't say anything to my wife or what, you know, like
in
whatever
those days, when you were there, were you, as your character, Reese Tina?
Reese Tina!
Is that your dress?
Yes, I was Tucky Reese.
Well, you're an
then,
actor,
yeah.
Reese. You're an actor. Yeah. Have you ever worked at a strip club? Or, you know, actors have to do jobs like that when they're starting out, don't they?
Personally, I haven't, but I did have an actor friend who did.
Reese, have you ever sold your body for, you know,
that's what we're getting
money.
To. That's what we're getting
countless
to.
Countless times.
If you want to buy Reese Muldoon's body, 13353, the highest bidder. But here's the thing about the Piccolo Bar, right? It's a Sydney institution.
It is.
It's up for rent, and the lease is $500.
Oh.
But, like, I'm tempted to rent it as an apartment.
$500
a week.
It's so cheap. So you can either rent Channel 10 or the Piccolo.
We should crowdfund it. And you know what? I reckon if the owners from Cafe Amsterdam took over, I reckon we'd make the money. Radio Chaser. Triple M. Time now for the nation's favourite radio segment.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Yes, three stories from the news. I put them to the panel of Andrew, Charles and Reese. We find out, are they pyjamas or piss? The first issue here, this has just come up on the Triple M website. Lionel Richie once surprised Dave Grohl with 6,000 muffins. Dave Grohl was due to play Glastonbury 2 years ago and he couldn't do it because he'd broken his leg. And Lionel Richie saw the news, wanted to cheer him up and so sent thousands of muffins to Dave Grohl. And my question is that adequate? If you had a broken leg, would you want a massive basket of muffins?
Wouldn't that be a logistical nightmare?
It would be a logistical nightmare.
The cat's piss, because they'd all go off before you could consume them.
Well, not if you
and
had
where
a big...
do you ring up and order 6,000 muffins?
Muffin break, I imagine.
Yeah. Les Girls.
Like Baker's Delight.
Les Girls. Every single muffin break. Just ring all of them.
Muffins. Am I wrong? Like, I think the idea of just having the tops is like, that's good, but they're just like, you're just looking for blueberries, basically.
You
and everything
blueberries.
Isn't blueberries. Like, why not just eat blueberries if you want that taste?
Yeah,
if it was from muffin break, there'd be about 3 punnets of blueberries in that entire 6,000 muffins.
No, but I think we're actually missing the interesting part of this story, which is the fact that Dave Grohl is friends with Lionel Richie.
How did that happen?
How did they become buddies?
I think he went,
hello.
Oh, wow. But apparently Dave Grohl returned the favour by giving him an entire cauldron of muffins. I reckon that's a pretty good way to transport
cauldron.
Muffins.
So where would you even get a cauldron from? Do Muffin Break sell cauldrons?
Harry Potter gift shop.
I think it's like totally Game of Thrones. Yeah.
From Cauldron Break.
Let's move on here. This is from Huffington Post. Now, very good news for travellers to Italy. In Genoa, yeah. I think that's in the north of Italy, right. They've removed restrictions on the export of pesto. Apparently, you couldn't bring more than 100 mils of pesto onto a plane. Right. The rule's still there, but then you know how there's the rule on liquids, and they're turning a blind eye. Is pesto so good that it's worth basically... Right. Dodging the export rules.
Why did there used to be a limit on the amount of pesto?
Because pesto, Andrew, is besto.
But it's only a little. It's a green sauce we're talking about.
It's
not gold. It's not uranium. It's a bloody thing. It's made out of basil. You can make it at home.
It's Generation 90s Monday, so we're talking about 90s focaccia toppings. Remember, everything was pesto.
Oh, yeah, everything was pesto. That's cat's pesto. I reckon that is cat's pesto. That is so lame.
Why don't you like pesto? You're a vegetarian. I
like pesto. That's why I'm saying there shouldn't be a limit on it in the first place.
Okay.
Is just ludicrous.
All right. I love the fact that they haven't actually changed the law. They're just turning a blind eye.
Oh, yeah. Italian.
We still need
it's
that
so
law.
Very Italian. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it police? Did they have the pesto police?
We are the pesto polizia. Yeah. Polizia di pesto. Hey, excuse me, sir. Could you please hand over your pesto? Put it in this cauldron.
So, look, if you are a terrorist listening to Triple M right now...
Leave our pesto alone.
Yeah, just let's... Don't take advantage, please, of the fact that they're not checking pesto, right, in general. Let's move on. Our final story here today. In the Kentucky town of Rabbit Hash, there is a town called Rabbit Hash in Kentucky.
This is made up news. There's no such place.
They have elected a pit bull as their mayor.
Oh. No, they have because the place doesn't exist.
The fourth dog in a row. This is on the Huffington Post, Andrew Hanson.
What?
And the name of the pit bull who is the new mayor of Kentucky town, Rabbit Hash, is Brynith Paltrow.
What?
That's the new mayor. Is it a good... So, Brynith. Cat's pajamas or cat's piss, having a dog as your mayor?
No, the problem that I have with this is that the dog has two names. What dog has a surname?
What dog has
you
a
know,
surname?
Fido Jones.
Brynith Paltrow.
Some horses have surnames, Reece. Mr. Ed.
After 6 years of veterinary science.
Well, the last one was called
Lucy Liu, not Lucy Liu. Lucy Liu's retired with a border collie. And now, pit bull. I reckon tough on law and order, a pit bull.
Yes.
I want to know their stance on bike lanes.
I think they'll pee on bike lanes and regular roads alike.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch the mayor running chasing hubcaps as they move along, you know.
I don't know that I entirely want to follow this thought out. All I'm going to say is Clover Moore, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, is known for wearing a choker. Radio Chaser. Triple M. Andrew, Charles, Reece and Dom with you today. We've been working at Triple M for a few months now, and when you walk around these corridors all day, you hear a few ads here and there, and there is one ad that we love above all other. There is one ad that is our absolute favourite. Here it is.
Tools, tools, tools. The Sydney Tools Tax Time Sale is on now.
Like, if you hear that, you're going to pay attention.
That's so good.
That's exactly what you should hear when you press the lift button to go up to Triple M. It should just be tools, tools, tools,
tools.
When you press the button.
You know, Reece, don't you? Yeah. When you hear an ad that starts tools, 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 you know you're in for a good time.
Absolutely.
You know.
They don't play that at Today FM. They're not going, blusher, 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 or something.
Oh, it's just wonderful. I mean, that is the Shakespeare of radio ads to me. I mean, it's like fine champagne, the tools, tools, tools.
You couldn't improve that. There's no way you can improve that.
I think in the history of advertising, they have reached the absolute peak. I mean, that is the epitome of radio advertising. It's superb. It
just grabs you. Grabs you by the tool.
Genius. I mean, Donald Draper would have murdered his whole family to have thought of tools, tools, tools.
So that's actually why I've set up my own advertising company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've bought the format?
Yeah, I bought the format to Tools, Tools, Tools and decided to pitch it around to other companies to sort of follow, as you say, the Shakespeare of advertising.
That's such a good idea. And what have you found some good clients? I mean, who's on board?
Oh, no. Well, over the weekend, I just managed to grab my first client. Tiffany's Jewelry.
Tiffany's. You know, they're breakfast
perfect
at Tiffany's.
For the Tools, Tools, Tools format.
Upscale jewelers.
Yeah, sure. It's Jules, Jules, Jules.
Gold. This week at Tiffany's, we've got brooches, bracelets, pendants, and prizes you won't believe. Victoria, 22 carat platinum engagement diamond ring, just 22 grand.
Super cheap!
Fleur-de-lis earrings, gold plate, just 5 grand. Silver plate, 4 grand.
Bargain!
Plus, till the time with our 18 carat rose gold two-hand watch, just 17 grand.
Practical!
Meticulously crafted jewellery by highly skilled artisans, only at Tiffany's.
What I love about that is that the drill sound is in there because you drill diamonds, don't you?
well
done, BT, our audio whiz, has put that together.
What a wonderful ad. I mean, that's almost as good as the original Tools.
It's pretty good.
So have you found anyone else, Charles?
Oh, no. Well, the clients have just started coming on board enormously.
I bet they have.
Like Farm Barn, for example.
Oh, have they? What's their ad? How does their ad go?
Well, their ad's for mules.
Mules, mules, mules. This week at Farm Barn, we've got the offspring of male donkeys and female horses at prices you won't believe. First generation hybrid mule with a slight limb.
Very funny.
$4. Bargain. Super smart brown mule, just $10. So smart. Mule train, 20 pack, just $300. Useful. All the workhorses you need at prices you won't believe. Only at Farm Barn.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I think, I mean, that is superb.
No mules were drilled during the making of that sketch, by the way.
It must have taken a long time to write that ad. I mean, you know, that's months, years in the making.
I'm very impressed.
I believe you've had so much success with that, you've picked up a government contract. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. That's the lucrative one.
That's the big money. That's the big coin right there.
Yeah, well, the High Court of Australia approached me. They want to sort of redo their brand.
Oh,
yeah.
And what's the angle?
This is the angle.
Rules, rules, rules. This week at the High Court, we've got all the rules. Constitutional rules, criminal rules. Administrative rules, all enforceable. We've got statutes, we've got torts, we've even got white woolly wigs
and robes.
You follow them, we enforce them.
100% promulgated.
Your one-stop shop for interpreting and applying the law of Australia, only at the High Court.
That is very, very good. That is very good. Charles, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It gives me an idea, actually, for how to market this show.
Oh, yeah.
Fools, fools, fools!
Radio Chaser. Triple
M. And it's time now to look into the world of high technology with our guru, Professor Charles Firth.
Hey, what's happening?
And, Charles, we set you loose on the App Store, and all the things you're going to mention are actual apps you can download and get. Like, this is... These are all real.
Yes, you won't necessarily want to get these apps.
Okay.
But these are actually all real. Now, remember a few weeks ago I talked about the Juicero?
Yes.
Juicero. What was that again? That was a sort of juicy machine, juicing thing.
It was a $400 machine.
Whoa.
With an app.
Yep. I should hope so.
Which caused a bit of a scandal because it turned out it was supposed to make fresh juice, but what you would do is you'd buy these bags and it would squeeze the bag.
Like a plastic bag. Yeah.
And it just turned out that the $400 machine literally just squeezed the bag. So you just literally, the bag, you could just do it yourself.
You could take the bag to squeeze it, yeah.
Without an app. But it's now been announced. I just wanted to do an update on that, which has now been announced that another company has come out with a competitor to the Juicero machine, which actually attaches the bags from the Juicero, and that costs $19.99. So if you blew your $400... Sorry about that.
But it's still still more expensive than just using your hands to squeeze the plastic bag.
Exactly. What I'm looking at today is the trend in attaching, like selling devices that then also have an app. And there's a new one called the Teforia Leaf.
What?
The Teforia Leaf. It's a tea brewing machine.
Oh.
So you know how Nespresso... You know, has those
little pods. Capsule things.
You pay
$80 each.
Yeah. You pay $80 for a sort of horrible tasting.
Well,
$1. You know,
George Clooney hand brews that.
He gets 40 of that $80.
Yeah, right.
And then Al Pacino shouts at the pods.
Well, some American has gone, okay, why don't we do this with tea? But instead of just being a machine like the Nespresso, we're going to evaluate even more by giving it an app.
Oh, okay. So what does the app do, though?
So the pods, so there's tea leaves in a pod, and they've got an RFID tag. They've literally got a little computer chip in every single
like a little swipe tag.
Teapot, right? Yeah. And they cost, for 80 bags, costs $1,000.
Oh, what?
What? For 80 cups of tea.
So what is this tea made out of? Crystal meth?
You'd wish.
Think of me. I'm pretty sure, don't you just get the tea leaves and add water and you have tea?
No, yeah. It might be tea in inverted commas. I think Reese is on the right track.
Yeah. I was doing some research. Mm. At Coles, you can buy 80 bags, tea bags, for like $4.99. Yeah. So this is slightly
but
more expensive.
There's no app.
But there's no app, yeah. And the tag. So you get all these different types of tea, and the tag tells the machine exactly how to brew that type of tea. So, you know, if it's an English breakfast, it might stew it for a little while and then put it in, you know, for
suggesting that there's different times for different teas.
Yeah, there is.
Really?
Look, I'm a tea aficionado, although even I probably wouldn't blow $1,000 for 80 cups of bloody tea.
That's extraordinary.
I did see recently, they actually did research on the perfect cup of tea. They really did. This is true. Mm. And they discovered that the perfect cup of tea is done in the microwave.
Is it? Is it really?
I kid you not.
Is it done in the microwave? Why is that? Because it heats the outside of the tea and the middle's cold, so you get iced tea as well as hot tea in the same mug.
Possibly.
So they got a British tea expert to review the tea, like the sort of $1,000 per 80
bags.
In other words, they just grabbed a random English person. You're English. You know about tea.
I bleed tea. What did the Englishman say? Did he say, "Tally-ho, what an awfully smashing spot of tea"?
But I bet
he said something like that.
This is on their website. This is in their promotional materials. The expert said, "The tea is fine."
Right. $1,000. That's not what you'd call a glowing endorsement.
I think I'd prefer the tea with the crystal meth, frankly. Triple M, Radio Chaser. Now, the New York Times is doing an extraordinary thing. They are keeping a complete catalogue of all of the lies told by Donald Trump. If you go to their website, you can see it. It's kind of a thing of beauty, really. Like, they've laid it up. There's this massive list of things. If you're wanting to wallpaper your bathroom, I reckon print it out. You've got an incredible list of Trump lies. They've got it by date, and they worked out his first 20 days in office, he lied every single day. And they've actually got a little chart of how the lies come down. And it turns out that the only days, really, when he doesn't lie is when he goes and plays golf at a Trump golf course.
That's a lot, though. That's every second day.
He goes and tells different lies at the golf course. That's all.
Well, on other days, he then denies that he was playing golf and pretends he was working all weekend. But it's an incredible project. So just keep an eye on it because they keep adding to it every day with all of the lies.
I've heard that it takes you something like 4 days to read his entire list of lies. Is that true or is that one of his lies?
I think it's a lie. It is very long. Anyway, it's a huge project of journalism. Like, they're trying to capture the essence of this president. And this is what they can't with a list of lies. The thing is, though, if you are a compulsive liar, and I've known a few in my time, there are support groups you can go to.
Really?
You can.
That's great.
This is not a lie. You can. There's a thing called Liars Anonymous, and if you go and talk to them, they'll sort you right out. It works kind of like this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Neil.
Hi Neil.
Welcome to Liars Anonymous. David, would you like to share?
Hi, I'm David.
Hi David.
I haven't told a lie in 6 months. Sorry, 3 months. Sorry, 2 months. Sorry, 4 days. Okay, I'm a liar. Well, but there are worse than me, you know. What about him? Ask him to get up.
Okay. Thank you, David. Would you like to share?
Hi, everyone. I'm Donald.
Hi, Donald.
Hi, Donald.
And I never lie. Never have, never will. Believe me.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
It's Lunchtime Radio's Night of Nights. Welcome to the Chaser Awards. With your award-winning host, Dom Night of Nights.
Thank you. But I think the person who should be getting plaudits today is Mr. Andrew Hansen. Great to have you back with us today, Andrew. And
lovely to be here.
The way you inhabited that character of Mould then, I think, is award-worthy. It's obvious you've been spending the month acting at the Ensemble Theatre. and the seamless transition to Dave Hughes. Mm. Just moi, that's sir.
Thank you, Domi. Thank you for the recognition. I'm expecting a Helpman Award for my Mould. If not for the play at Ensemble Theatre, maybe for the Mould.
Yes.
Indeed. I think you should... definitely win that award.
Oh, very impressed.
Best hitherto unperformed version of Mold. My Chase reward actually goes to, you notice in the news today that same-sex marriage has come up again. With
it
secret
has.
Tapes with Christopher Pine saying that same-sex marriage is going to happen under this government. Now, my award actually goes to the Sun newspaper in the UK, who had my favourite headline of all time regarding same-sex marriage. Now, what is the name of Sir Elton John's boyfriend? David...
Furnish.
David Furnish. Furnish, yeah. That's right. And so their headline was, when finally gay marriage was brought in and Elton John married David Furnish, their headline was, finally Sir Elton takes David up the aisle.
So they
get my award for that.
Maybe actually the Murdoch papers will get behind it if they get to make puns like that.
I mean, that's real class. It's not even a pun, though, is it? Because aisle doesn't rhyme
aisle.
With...
No, with some other word.
Yeah, no. Well, my Chaser Award goes to the best tweet of the weekend.
Oh.
I don't know whether you saw Daniel Ricciardo.
He won.
He was in 17th place because he had brake failures early on in the F1. And then he actually ended up winning. And at the end of the race, he tweeted out, "Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit, that was a race."
Very good. My award goes to Deloitte, who valued the Great Barrier Reef today. They put a dollar value on it, $56 billion. So they've actually found a way of making conservatives care about the environment.
Yeah, but Andrew, that was at the start of the show. It's now worth $50 billion. It's shedding
millions
by the day.
Queensland property is tanking.
Bleached coral.
Quick award on the way out to news.com.au. Normally their page is full of the most excellent clickbait, but today, The Notebook, Things You Never Knew. That is an article I would never click on in 1 million years. We'll catch you tomorrow.